New Hampshire's mental health system isn't the first state to catch the attention of the federal government. DOJ is either involved in litigation or working with some half a dozen states around the country to shore up deficient mental health programs. The department's Allison Barkoff, who's heading up the effort, says there's some very troubling signs in the Granite State.
I think what you have is one of the systems that has gone from a very good system with some very good infrastructure to some very significant backsliding. And New Hampshire was at the forefront. And that's why we were very hopeful that we could resolve this case. This really is about will, and it's not about financing. You know, we were hopeful that we could really work with the state and say, how can we come up with a plan that is meaningful but doable?
And Allison, what did the state say?
I had thought there was some buy-in around the types of services and supports and the vision. What we couldn't agree on was any commitment from the state around what they could do.
Knowing New Hampshire as well as I do, when you talk about buy-in and shared vision, but there obviously was some kind of impasse. I can only guess that the impasse really, at the end of the day, comes down to money.
You know, it's difficult for me to say what the one issue was that led to an impasse. I think there may not be a shared understanding of what the costs are. We heard from New Hampshire about issues with rural versus urban areas. We've been in the state of Georgia, which, frankly, in terms of rural and urban, they have very, very, very rural kinds of areas. And we've thought about strategies that work in rural areas.
And what ended up happening with your Georgia case?
We reached a settlement agreement with Georgia, and we are now a year and a half into implementing that. It was a very fiscally conservative governor, a very fiscally conservative legislature, and I think we really gained traction there when our assistant attorney general met with legislative appropriators and with the budget people from the state, and they looked at the numbers, and they saw this was a way to both be fiscally conservative, to do right by some of the state's most vulnerable citizens, and to comply with the law.
You guys sued them. How long was the case in court before you guys reached an agreement?
So, you know, we filed suit. So we engaged in negotiations from, I think it was about March 2010, and reached an agreement ultimately in October. It did take time. We spent a lot of time understanding both the strengths and the needs in Georgia that really allowed the state the discretion of saying, this is what we can do. This is how fast we can build this capacity. That's what we were hoping to do with New Hampshire. And right now, we think New Hampshire is really at risk of a federal court judge telling them, this is how you have to do it.
What does it mean on a human level? What does this mean when these people are not getting services?
What this means is that people are really on the edge of their existence. People who really need help are struggling. They have no choice. Their families, as they see their loved one deteriorating, they have nowhere to turn. These people often call 911 and have the police come. These people have nowhere to go. They can call a community mental health center, and they'll be told, we don't have services for you. If you want help for your loved one, you need to take them to an emergency room. And people languish for days in the emergency room. People who are forced to go into institutional settings and really relinquish the ties with their families. This is real human tragedy.
Are you seeing cases where, because services are not available, whether that's in New Hampshire or elsewhere, where people have committed suicide, where this has been a life and death situation? Is that overstating things?
No, that's not overstating this at all. Obviously, there are people of mental health needs who, when they feel like there is nowhere to turn, do take their own life, and it is a matter of life and death.
The New Hampshire Attorney General's office did not return calls for comment. This week, Governor John Lynch said due to the economic downturn, the state hasn't made as much progress as he would have liked to strengthen the mental health system. However, Lynch says he believes the state is making progress. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.